It's summertime. Summertime reminds me a lot of bicycle riding, and I wanted to share a story with you. I was in a bike race in my early 20s before I'd gotten married. It was a citizens class road race, and for those who don't know a lot about bike racing, it's good to know about just what that means. Citizens class means that it's you're not part of the USCF, the Cycling Federation. It's kind of a entry-level class of racing. And a road race is the type of race that you might see that goes, it's similar to the Tour de France, but it's a single day, and it goes for maybe 20 or 30 miles on a one big kind of stretch of road, rather than something that goes in a bunch of laps, so which is a criterion. Now that you're all initiated with that, this race that I was in was, if I recall, about 30 miles. It would have taken about an hour plus, hour and a half or so to finish. And there's a funny thing about road races in the cycling world, and with this one in particular, the group had started out, as many road races do, and it doesn't feel very much like a race would. Now, it feels much more casual. There's conversation. People pedal at an almost leisurely pace when they're starting out. Of course, they're trying to conserve energy, and there's a bit of strategy involved in seeing who's going to jump first and begin doing the hard work early. Again, it's a 30-mile race. You're in for the long haul. But to me, it was weird. It was the first road race I had been in. I'd done other bike races in the past, which weren't road races, criteriums, mountain bike races. And each one of those types of races involved going all out from the very start to the very end. It's a race, after all. You go, right? But for a longer race like this was, that just doesn't work. And I really didn't grasp that, at least enough to contain myself. I remember about three things that day. The first thing I remember is getting impatient. So maybe about 3 miles, maybe 5 miles into the race, I couldn't handle this leisurely pace. I was like, what is going on? Why are these guys going so slow? So I took off. I was in the middle. I made my way to the front, and I just kept pushing a little harder than everybody else, and I tried to stay aerobic so I could continue breathing and not huff and puff. And that leads me to the second thing I remember, and that was after putting forth that effort for a few minutes, I looked behind me, you know, just like that, over my shoulder, and I saw that I had a quarter mile gap between me and the rest of the group. And that was what I remember seeing, but what I remember feeling was so much better. You see, I had the excitement because I was winning. I was winning that race at that moment. And being so excited about winning that race, 3 miles in, I decided to go a little bit harder to increase that gap. The third thing I remember was seeing Tom, the middle-aged guy that I met serving coffee to, who worked in the state government building down the street, and the rest of the pack passing me on an uphill segment about halfway into the race. I never actually caught up, and I finished somewhere in the middle, probably the lower half of the middle, but we'll just call it the middle. I was winning for a little while. It was a fun moment, but fleeting as it was. And that should all remind us of one of our well-trodden scriptures in Hebrews 12:1 that I'll go ahead and read for you. Hebrews 12:1 says this: "Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." usually we focus on the aspect of endurance when we read this. And endurance is certainly an aspect that is important for us to take away. But I want to consider the second clause in that statement, which is to focus on the race that is set before us. What is the race that is set before us? Do we understand what we are getting into when we sign up to be Christians? That is a particular race. Just as in cycling, there's criteriums in mountain bike races and road races, you have to train differently, you have to work differently, depending upon the race that you enter into. We can try our hardest, but if we are applying our effort in the wrong way, running the wrong race, for example, it is going to cause us to fail when we are trying to win the race that we are in. In the bike race that I was talking about, I didn't understand how to apply my efforts properly. I did my best to win that race, and I was winning, but I went about it the entirely wrong way. I didn't win that race. Let's go over to Matthew 13. And I'll read another passage, which will also be familiar to you. Matthew 13, I'd like to read verses 20 and 21. This, too, is about applying effort, but in the wrong way. Matthew 13, verse 20. But he who receives the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. This characterizes someone who has excitement about the truth. They receive the word, they believe it, they begin to work at it, to truly start transforming their lives. But they are not able to sustain their efforts because they don't understand the race that they are running, and that it takes a different type of effort. They may be trying their best to be a Christian, but they don't fully understand the race that they have entered into. They don't fully understand the job, the calling of being a Christian, and what that involves. The race that we are in involves dedication in every aspect of our life. If we are working on our conversion, we have to do more than adopt a belief to change a single behavior without consideration of the entirety of our life. We have to begin by understanding the race that we have set before us. If we try our best to win the race, thinking that it's a 100-yard dash when it's a marathon, our efforts are wasted. We can think we are trying our best, but it's the wrong kind of effort. It's not actually our best. If I say that I entered into this marathon and I tried my best to win and I sprint at the beginning, you would think to yourself, you really didn't try your best. If you had thought about what kind of race you were in, your best would have looked different. You would have done something a little bit different. So it's important as we work in our Christian lives to understand the race that is set before us. Our race involves developing character. Our race involves building a relationship with God. Our race involves learning obedience. Our race involves understanding the truth. Not any one of those things all by itself. Our race involves living every moment of our lives so that God is glorified by our conduct. No part of our life can be ignored. This message is about doing our best, but it is not enough to blindly do our best, just focusing on the one thing that is right in front of us. We need to be smart about how we do our best. What is it? Turn with me to Ecclesiastes 9, and I'll read verse 10. Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 10. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. For there is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going. Solomon teaches us here that if we are going to do something, we need to dedicate ourselves to it. We don't do something halfway. That doesn't glorify God when we just kind of, sort of try. We cannot think of an activity in isolation as well. It's pretty easy to take this passage and say, like, I'm going to give everything to every single activity. But if you don't consider the race that is set before you, that involves all those requirements, well, we're going to be misguided and waste our efforts. Trying our best is not actually doing the best in the greater context. If I go to work and do my job with all my might, for example, if I work longer hours than everybody else, if I have a high level of productivity, thinking that is my way of doing my best, putting all my might behind that one activity, that's great. But what about the other parts of my life? What about my family? What about my relationship with God? What about my prayer life? Is there room left over to do my best in those areas too? To balance things out. Balance is very important in the life of a Christian. If we do one thing with all our might, but compromise the other important aspects of our life, we have got some problems. If we don't understand the kind of race that we are running, we may not be able to do everything with all our might, as we're instructed to right here. Let's go to a companion scripture in Colossians 3, verses 23 through 24. Colossians 3 and verse 23. And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. Here we begin to see the reason why we need to do our best. And it's quite simple. If our lives are dedicated to God, which they are and should be, that's what a conversion is all about, then we need to think about how our actions work in that context. Are we serving God with each one of our actions in every corner of our life? The answer should be yes. Everything we do is for God first, not for ourselves, not for our boss, not for our spouses or our kids. It's for God first. But when we work for God, we know that we have a high standard to meet. If we get into something and don't try our hardest at it, it's like going to God and telling him that we didn't really care about the task that he gave us to do. That's why we need to do our best. If we fall out of balance and dedicate an imbalanced amount of effort into what we need to do, thinking that we're doing our best, but in reality, compromising our other commitments to God, it's like telling God we didn't consider all of the commitments that we made to him. We have to think of our life as a whole. Make no mistake, living a balanced life is very hard. It takes consistent diligence. Doing our best at everything we put our hand to do is very hard. If we want to succeed in our calling as Christians, we need to start by knowing the type of race that we have entered into. And what is that race? This race that is set before us, that we're all entered into together, it takes our whole life to reach the finish line. every decision that we make, every single commitment we enter into, every activity that we participate in involves dedication to God first. We have to see the big picture instead of looking at individual tasks that are right in front of us. If we want to do our best in all of our activities, dedicating our life to God, we need to know why we are doing our best. Why am I putting forth this effort right now? The reason that we do our best is to not go all out to achieve success in just one thing at the cost of failing others. The reason why we do our best is to glorify God and practice perfection, walking in the Spirit, becoming more and more perfect every single day. That is the race that we are in. That is why we do our best. If we want to do our best in every little thing, we have to set our mind to do our best at everything.